الله وبركاته. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you حضرت مفتي یعقوب صاحب. May Allah Ta'ala grant you an upper afiyat and good health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with ilm and nafi. Hazrat Mawlana, the platform is yours.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakum Allah khairan, Hazrat Mawlana Sahib. Jazakum Allah khairan for the opportunity and the lovely du'as. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar ar-Rahimin. My respected ummah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mothers, our brothers, our sisters, our elders. Such a deen Allah has given us that is pure and pristine. And the Quran Kareem, one of the titles of the Quran is Muhaymin. Quran is in control. And Quran is the preserver, the protector, and the checker. Why is this? It's because the previous books came from Allah. And when they came from Allah, Allah gave people the responsibility to preserve the book. بِمَسْتُحْفِظُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. The Quran Kareem says that they were told to protect the book of Allah and preserve it. Allah has given them this responsibility and they must take care of it. When it came to the Quran Kareem, Allah doesn't say, you all must take care of it. Allah says, this book we have revealed. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ. The plural of glory. And we it is that will preserve it. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. So I want to mention a few Anbiya alayhi salam's incidents, inshallah. And from there, I also want to mention what others believe and how the Quran Kareem corrects it. Subhanallah. And then we realize how fortunate are we as Muslims that we have the answers. The Quran Kareem gives the answers. We have the answers. We have the solutions to all the problems. And we actually should take pity on others. That really, shaitan has confused them and has played with them and has basically mocked them and enticed them and put them where he wanted them through even getting through to their books. For example, we mentioned a few Anbiya alayhi salam's incidents. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the first person on this earth. What a great person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him. Prior to him, Allah Ta'ala, the Malaika would make the worship of Allah and they would glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was another creation, jinn kind. Among them was this one of them. His name was Azazil. He worshipped Allah profusely. So he was raised due to his abundance of worship. And when Allah created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, jealousy set in. And now when the command of Allah came to bow down to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he couldn't hide his jealousy anymore and he objected. And he was obviously very upset and he refused to bow down to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created, and then there's so many lessons where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, go and greet the malaika and see how they respond to you. And then he greeted them with salam and they responded with salam. And Allah told him that that is your greeting and the greeting of your progeny and your offspring. And then Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was in paradise. Then shaitan tricked him. Because in paradise, Allah told him, you partake and you spend your time. And there he was given his wife, Hazrat Hawa, radiallahu anha, alayhi salam. And shaitan tried to trick him by telling him that, see, this tree Allah prohibited you from. It's not this tree. Now, there's different interpretations on how he ended up eating the tree. But what we do know, it was not intentional. So either shaitan told him, see, it's not this tree. Allah told you the other specific tree. But what was meant was that species of tree, that type of tree, you should not partake of. So shaitan tricked him and said, no, see, this tree here is a tree of eternity. And Allah wasn't referring to this tree. Then the ayah of the Quran Kareem says, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ. He took Allah's name, that I am a sincere advisor to you. When he took Allah's name, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam felt that how can anyone take my Allah's name and lie? He must be speaking the truth. So Allah Ta'ala did warn him about the devilish practices of Iblis. But what happened was, when Iblis took Allah's name, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam innocently, purely felt that this can never be a lie, and he partook. And then, as Muslims, we believe it was Allah Ta'ala's decree that it is time for him to be Allah's vicegerent on this earth, and he came onto this earth. He did make a lot of istighfar, because even though it was not an intentional mistake, but and a sin is something perpetrated arrogantly and intentionally. But Adam alayhi salatu wasalam did regret that, why did I listen to the shaitan and why did I partake of that tree? And he begged Allah's forgiveness and he besought Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And now there's an amazing hadith where afterwards he then asked Allah through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the ayah of the Quran Kareem says how he begged Allah, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, we have indeed wronged our souls. If you do not forgive us, most definitely we will be from the losers. And he kept on beseeching Allah. And then he said, Allah, I ask you. He asked Allah directly. He asked from Allah. And then he asked through a wasila. Oh Allah, I ask you through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when he asked Allah through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his intercession was accepted. So anyway, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam asked Allah with istighfar, with regret. That's in the Quran. And he asked Allah through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is in the hadith. There's no contradiction in the two. Asking Allah ta'ala directly, asking Allah also through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both took place, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you asked through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you know of this? Obviously, Allah who knows everything. He said, Allah, I saw his name written on your arsh, and I knew he would be very special to you. So that's also a lesson for us. How valuable is our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam's tawbah was accepted. Now Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam is Abul Bashar. He is the father of all humanity. He came onto this earth. Historians mention where he came, an area in Sri Lanka. These are historical views. And him and Hazrat Hawa were on this earth. And they remain on this earth because they were made Allah's khalifas on this earth. Now we as Muslims believe that it was Allah's decree that we have to come onto this earth and become the khalifas of Allah on this earth. Now sadly, what has happened to the previous books was, and previous beliefs, they start blaming Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam for coming onto this earth. Now, as Muslims, we believe that it's Allah's decree, Allah's will, Allah brought us to this earth because of some wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to establish Allah's deen on this earth. And this is the place where we are examined and tested. But we do not blame Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam for this. Then they blame Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. They blame the Mubarak wife, Hazrat Hawa, the wife of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, our mother. And then they bring in this that Allah, na'udhu billah, cannot forgive. So Allah Ta'ala has to sacrifice his other creation of Allah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And through that sacrifice, everyone can only get forgiven. And then they say that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam then was sacrificed on the cross due to that. As Muslims, we don't believe that. There's a beautiful hadith where Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam had a discussion. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is telling him, like, Father, you took us out of heaven. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is telling him that, see, was the book given to you, the Torah, revealed, that book that was revealed to you, was it before I was created or after? So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, who's the son, he's saying before. So he says, in that book it's mentioned. So in this hadith is lengthy, but Hazrat Adam alayhi salam actually overcome Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in this discussion here, that Musa alayhi salam agreed that it was Allah Ta'ala's decree that we had to come onto this earth. As Muslims, we believe that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom. Allah has placed us on this earth. This is the wisdom of Allah. There's no such thing that one has to give his life to get the other forgiven. For example, you have two children. Both are of understandable age. And now, one of your children did wrong. Let's say he purposely defied you, purposely, objectively, even though Hazrat Adam alayhi salam never disobeyed Allah and he never did anything purposely. He never defied Allah. It was a misunderstanding that the devil insinuated and enticed. So obviously this is just for us to be able to explain to the Christians and take pity on them. Because I'll mention to you what the Bible says about Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Inshallah, on another occasion, when Allah gives us the opportunity, then about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam and Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, and how the Quran Kareem checks all of this and corrects it. So we have to start with our father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that this is definitely Allah's decree that placed us on this earth. And it's no such thing that your one child understandingly defied and, you know, disobeyed. He took a nail and scraped it all around your car, and now you got so upset, and now you call your other child and you give him a clout. So he's asking, Father, and this is a very obedient child, very humble, very obedient, very, he says, but any reason for this? Even someone might ask you. He says, no, the one is so defiant, arrogant, and haughty. To forgive him, I have to punish the other. What you would say, really, this father has lost it. Both are of understandable age. You can't punish one due to the other. Or even worse, he says, I have to kill this one to be able to forgive the other one. So this is what they sadly believing, that one has to be killed because the other to get forgiven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most just and most fair. And more so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam when he was to be killed by the Israelites. And they tried to assassinate him because they falsely accused him to be illegitimate. Allah raised him to the heavens. Allah raised him and he will come back. So this is also a message, respected Ummah, that we should share with them. That see, we came onto this earth because this is Allah's wisdom. And every one of us have to prepare to meet Allah. And even their biblical verse says, the soul that sinneth shall die. There's no such thing that one has to pay for someone else's sins. Each one has to stand before Allah and answer for their actions. One is the sin of perpetrating a wrong. The other is the sin of misleading another to perpetrate a wrong. So one is Allah save us, one sins. The other is one entices or makes entice or advocates wrong to others. So both those are sins. But for one to do wrong and the other to pay for it, that is an injustice. That's why even Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was asked, what is the most important fundamental? He said, uphold the commandment of Allah. Uphold the commandment of God. That is the most important. And then when they asked him, what do we do to attain eternal life? Meaning success. He didn't say, believe that I died for your sins and through me, you know, the original sin will be forgiven. He said nothing like that. When he was asked, what do we do to attain eternal life? Success. He said, uphold the commandments of Allah. So now what? How did this incorrect belief come in? This is a belief that came in long after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was raised to the heavens, between 60 to 70 years later, by a man by the name of Paul. Paul, who was not a Christian. He was Jewish and he assassinated many Christians, followers of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But then he came into the community lying that I saw a vision of Christ who sent me. And then whatever he advocated contradicted the teachings of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam clearly said, I have come to the lost sheep of the children of Israel. Paul came and said, no, Jesus was sent to all mankind. The second thing, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, uphold the commandments of God. Paul came and said, no, we believe in the blood of Christ, that Jesus died for our sins. So these two drastic changes was brought in by someone who changed the edifice, the foundation of Christianity. So we must tell our friends, our associates, that see, Jesus worshipped God. He worshipped one Almighty God, he worshipped Allah directly, and he was not to be worshipped. He never ever said, worship me, or I am God. And he never ever said, I died for your sins. So as long as you believe in that, that is Shaitan's way to trick people, to make them do what he wants them to do, and then they justify it by saying, Jesus died for our sins. There's no such thing. That is a total injustice. inshallah, will continue with other Anbiya alayhim as-salam and how the Qur'an al-Kareem corrects it. And Qur'an al-Kareem is al-muhaymin. And this is the supervisor, the book of authority and quality control. Quran preserves the truth and corrects the other previous scriptures and teachings. Jazakumullahu khairan for the opportunity. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatih.